We have survey data that were collected using a probability proportional to size sampling design. We have input these data into SAS, converted them into a WESFAR data file, and now we're ready to proceed with our analysis. We're going to begin by clicking on the new WESFAR workbook button. We select our data set and we say open. We are going to create a table, so we click on the table button, and we are going to add a single table set to our workbook. We click on that button, and now we are asked which variable we would like to use to make this table. We're going to select the variable cons. We highlight it. We use the single arrow to move it into the selected box. We have added this variable to the data set and set it equal to 1. It's a constant, and this is going to make the interpretation of the table much easier because it will only add one row to the table. We've made our selection. We click on Add as New Entry, and you can see now that the variable cons is under the table set 1 node of our workbook. Next, we're going to select the analysis variables. We have 2 for this analysis. We select Life Threat. We click it over. We select DX Dead. We click that one over. And now we see that these 2 variables are under the analysis variables node in our workbook. Next, we're going to click on Computed Statistics. We would like to get the mean of Life Threat, so we click on that. And now we'll click on Block Mean. And we can see that the mean of this variable has been added under the Computed Statistics node. WESFAR has given it a name of m_lifethreat. This is the name under which this mean will be displayed in the output. It's just a default name. You can change the name if you like. We're going to click on DX Dead, click on Block Mean, and now we will have the mean of DX Dead in our output. Finally, we need to create a ratio of these 2 variables. We'll call the statistic ratio. We will double click on DX Dead, single click on the divide it by button, and double click on Life Threat. We click on Add as New Entry, and now we see that the ratio has shown up under the Computed Statistics node. Now that we've made all of our selections, we're going to click on the green arrow at the top to run the workbook requests. We select Requests, View Output, and we open up the nodes of the workbook so that we can see the table that we have created. This marginal here, sum of weights, gives the population total is 50,056. The marginal life threat value of 6,006.72 is as we expected. The marginal value of DX dead is 2,002. This represents the total of this variable. The mean of life threat is shown to be 0.12 with a standard error of 0.02. The mean of DX dead is 0.04 with a standard error of 0.0245. And finally, the ratio of these 2 variables is 0.33. And this concludes our analysis.